Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. She said her body's so cold. Girl, I can eat it up. By the fireplace, we'll be safe from the snow. Baby, you waited long enough, and I hate to see you alone. 'Cause December is the time to cuddle up. Everybody needs someone, 'cause one is only half the fun. Said I knew what you wanted all along. He called me, told me, gonna write this song. Right or wrong, babe. 'Cause it's been too long since your heart is in mine to hold on to. Right now, so go, girl, if you let me. This Christmas I'll be who you love, who you love, who you love. This Christmas I'll be who you love. Can only do so much. My baby needs everything, and I'm willing to give her that much. If she's ready, so I'm ready. 'Cause ain't nobody do Christmas like this, like this, 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 this. When I meet your body, gets the greatest gift. Oh, yeah. I knew what you wanted all along. He told me, gonna write this song. It's right your wrong, babe. 'Cause it's been too long, and your heart is in mine to hold on to. Right now, so go, girl, if you let me. This Christmas I'll be you.
Excited, guys. Aren't y'all so excited?
Yes. Oh, my goodness.
Very, very excited. But anyway, guys, welcome to day 5 of an Ignite at Night Christmas. We have a great show for you all today. Multi-talented, triple threat, Trevor Jackson is here, and it is going to be lit. So excited. Can't wait. Also, another news today. The annual Sweetwater 420 Festival announces headliners. We have Kid Rock, Ben Harper and the Innocent Criminals, Bastille, Ludacris, the Disco Biscuits, and Cypress Hill. Tickets start at $75, and this will be happening April 22nd through the 24th here in Atlanta, Georgia, in Centennial Olympic Park. I've never been to any of these festivals. Have you guys ever been to the Sweetwater Festival?
No.
Never been, but I'll try. But yes, guys, welcome to Ignite at Night. My name is Shalia.
Hey, how y'all doing? I'm Ambria.
And we are the Innovation Crew. We're going to have a great show for you all today. Ambria, what's going on in entertainment?
Well, we all know that DJ Khaled has a Snapchat, and on his Snapchat, he usually posts videos about his plants, and he puts hard work into keeping his plants up. And just so happens, something happened to one of his plants, and it was pulled from the ground. And he was all sad on Snapchat. He's just like, well, hard work pays off. He just, and everybody's just making jokes about it on Twitter and Instagram. But he really takes part of his plants. He really feels very strongly about his plants. But I think it's kind of funny, if you ask me.
I love DJ Khaled, by the way. What's he's like the ultimate hype man of all time, isn't he?
Yeah, because almost every song, and he doesn't even rap or sing.
But he know how to make that check. That is one thing he can do. Anyway, guys, I wanted to ask your opinion a little bit, creeping up news. I know we're going to talk more about it later, but ISIS has just released a statement saying that they wanted all kids with Down syndrome and other disabilities to be killed, and they killed a good 200 kids already, and it really devastated me. How do you feel about the Ambria?
That's really sad, because you shouldn't want to take a child's life because they're disabled, because they have a certain condition. That's horrible. And the fact that they're killing kids just goes to show that they really do not care about anything.
Yeah, ISIS has just lost their freaking mind. They're really, really not playing. Very sad about
really?
ISIS. Because
I would be mad at my child because they have a disability.
Okay. And it really hits me because I know a lot of kids who have Down syndrome or disability, and they're really the most sweetest kids you'll ever meet. So that really,
right.
really hits home. It's really, really sad that something like that would happen. But also another thing, guys, we didn't talk about this yet. We all know the movie Creed, phenomenal, with Michael B. Jordan, so amazing. And I kind of have good news and bad news about it. So y'all ready for it?
Well, I'm ready, so.
So the good news is that it has received a nomination, but the bad news is it's not from Michael B. Jordan. It's not even from the movie itself. It's from the supporting actor Sylvester Stallone. And I think this is a big Golden Globe snub, because how in the world can you nominate, you know, just a supporting actor, not even a main actor or the movie? I think that's really, really messed up. And a lot of people feel it's kind of a race thing. And I do as well. What do you think about it, Ambria?
I think that's sad as well, because, number one, Michael B. Jordan, he is the movie. Creed wouldn't be Creed without him. I mean, of course, the rest of Stallone, he played a major part, but it wouldn't be Creed without Michael B. Jordan. And so for them to completely skip over the movie and the main actor and go to the supporting actor, that's sad. That's crazy. I've never seen that.
It's too crazy. But, yeah, hopefully it will be nominated for an Oscar. It is in the talks of an Oscar, and it really deserves it. But anyway, you all, here is a song from Trevor Jackson's mixtape, In My Feelings. It is one of my favorite songs off the mixtape. I love the meaning. I love the video. It's just an amazing song. Here is Like I Do by Trevor Jackson.
Oh, my Lord.
Hey, is it worth it? Oh yeah, it's worth it. If you're strong enough.
Trendsetter. We'd like to thank you for being a part of this major event.
Trevor Jackson.
Sometimes it gets hard, but don't let it stop you. I know it gets hard, but it's all worth it, nigga. Life is bound to knock you down, down. But don't sit around, complain, ain't nothing. The time is now, now. Pick yourself up off the ground and make changes. We go on this road, no choice in how it all began. But I know for a soul, we have a saying in how it ends. There's enough love for the whole world in here. Got enough love. Whole world in here. We got enough love for the whole world in here. Yeah, yeah, we got enough love. The whole world in here. If you feel it how I feel it, then yeah. Keep your head up just like I do, I do. If you in me, say yeah, yeah. Keep on grinding just like I do, I do. If you in the club, hey, it's your day one, hey, celebrating, hey, all that work you put in. I'm here to remind you, oh, to keep on getting it just like I do, oh. So go and get it just like I do. How many times have you felt like giving up? I know how it feels, but remember mama told me it can't rain forever. Gotta pay my dues, cause nothing comes free. I be trying hard, but man, I'm only human and I made it, I don't need no army. Trusting in the Lord as he walking beside me. Just like I do, like I do.
You can do
if you
it
in
too.
The club,
you
it's your day
too.
One. Celebrating all that work you put in. Yeah, I need to remind you, yeah, to keep on getting it just like, yeah, I do. So go and get it just like I do.
Oh, I love that.
But it
song.
Says now unto
so
you that is able to do, yeah, exceeding abundantly above all that we can ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us.
Really love that song. That's powerful. Well, everybody, please welcome to the show Trevor Jackson.
Woo!
Woo! Oh, hey, Trevor, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
We're great. That song got me a little in my feelings, so I really love it. Really powerful.
Thank you so much. Okay. Definitely.
Yes. So before we get into any questions, in your own words, tell everyone who is Trevor Jackson.
Who is Trevor Jackson? Trevor Jackson to me is somebody that. How about that? Trevor Jackson to me is just a guy that loves what he does, man, and really wants to show that, you know, that's where everybody should head toward. Whether that be music, whether that be painting, whether that be, you know, a doctor, whatever it may be, just do what you love to do and do it for the right reason. Do it for something bigger than yourself. You know, I feel like us being on this earth is not just about us. Yes, we're appreciative to be alive, but it's also for the next generation, you know, the generation after that, the generation after that. So let's do our part and just show that it's possible to give love, receive love, and just be happy. So, yeah.
All right. So let's talk about your mixtape and My Feelings. And like we were just talking about Like I Do, I know it has a very powerful message, and the video is also very powerful. And I know that this even hits home a little bit for you. So tell everyone the story behind the song and what message you were trying to convey.
The song came about was crazy. The song started out when I first heard the track. It was actually, you know, the melody was different. It was more about a girl. And then I was like, hold on, bro. Let's do like a We Are the World type feel. Like, when's the last time you heard a song that's just kind of bringing people together? And not even a week later, my cousin Randy Jackson was shot in his leg. It was crazy. I was like, you know, thank God that it wasn't worse. And so basically, I wasn't able to go home during the time. You know, after he got shot, I wasn't able to go home and be with him. So I just kind of started writing this song, like, yo, man, keep your head up, dog. Like, you know, I know it's hard. And he was playing ball at the time. So it was just a frustrating time. Like, damn, why is this happening to me? But, you know, everything happens for a reason. We just got to keep grinding. So did that. And then right before I was going to put the video out, like a couple of days before, my cousin Mark Cotton was killed, you know. He was shot and killed. So that really, was a hard time for the entire family. But I feel like it was the perfect time, you know, to put the video out just to let us know that through love we can get through this pain, through this sorrow, you know, the time of mourning. We can get through it with, you know, with love. Right? Love for each other, love from God, love for God. And, you know, I feel like that's the healer to all, you know, is love. So that's the message.
Oh, that is such a powerful message, too.
All right, so Right Enough is a deep song, so I want to know, what was the process in making the song? Like, did you have those moments where you had to sit back and appreciate your growth?
Say that one more time, I'm sorry.
Right Enough is a deep song, so I want to know, what was the process in making the song? Did you get emotional or have those moments where you had to really sit back and think about where you come?
Got you. You're talking about Like I Do or Right Enough, the song?
Right Enough.
Right Enough was a dope song to write. I was pissed when I started making that song. You know, I was just kind of like, everybody keeps trying to tell me, oh, I'm not doing the right thing, or oh, I'm going the wrong direction, or oh, you should be doing it like this. Oh, that's not the right blah, blah, blah. Whether it be people in the label, whether it be people in my life. I was like, yo, man, hold on. It's just me, bro. I got to be me, and I don't care how right you think it is to me. It's right enough, and I'm going to go with that. So that's where it just kind of started. I was starting to look. I'm like, man, I don't think people tell me what's right. Yo, I think I'm right enough. Yo, let's make a song right there. But then I just, you know, kept writing about it and just all the things that really been going on. You know what I'm saying? My mom did sleep on the couch until, like, just recently. She was sleeping on the couch for about 6 years, and I lived in L.A., you know what I'm saying? And that type of stuff, you know, the type of stuff to where, damn, I'm appreciating being on TV and acting, but I wish my music was where I want. You know what I'm saying? So it's all these things, all these frustrations. It's like why people, you know, can relate to it, because it's real, man. Not everything in this life happens the way we want it to happen, but it ends up happening the way it's supposed to. So it's just saying keep true to yourself at all times. And if you, you know, you feel in your heart of hearts that you're doing the right thing, man, and that's what you do.
Yeah. That's real.
That's real.
Yeah.
So, we're so excited to see that you're getting back into acting. Tell us more about your role in American Crime and how it came about.
It actually came about, I auditioned in L.A., I auditioned in L.A. and I went in, and I was kind of, you know, just like, you know, whatever happens. It was probably one of those auditions, because, you know, a lot of the times where you think, too hard about it, and you really, like, oh my gosh, so I tried not to think about it. I was like, I'm just going to go in, read. So we get a call and they're like, oh, we're going to bring you straight to network reading. So then go to network, and then they picked me, and I got to say, it's been one of the most, growing periods in my life. Like, I've grown the most, I feel like, shooting that because, you know, I've never been on a TV show before. I mean, I've done TV shows and I've come on and come out, but never been on the whole thing. So to be shooting all the time, it just made me grow as an actor. And with so many talented people, you know what I'm saying, Andre 3000, Regina, Tim Hutton, like everybody was just so awesome to work with. And I feel like it was my sophomore year of college being there. I was in Texas. I'd never been to Texas before. And everything was just new. And I feel like, you know, God was just kind of put me into a place where, yo, you have to be uncomfortable right now. I know that you wish you were doing this. I know that you want to be doing this. But I want you to do this. And, you know, I feel like, you know, we never get anything we can't handle. So being in the situation forced me to grow. And I was making my, the album I'm working on now, I was making there as well. So I was able to do both. And I was just, you know, thankful to be able to creatively express myself in both ways.
That's good.
All right, so let's get into our fan questions. So your mixtape is a bit intimate, so the ladies want to know, are you single?
Yeah.
Okay, so how would you describe your ideal girl in your perfect date?
I don't know, man. That's such a hard question because, you know, I don't like to expect anything, you know, and I don't have a preference. I just, if I vibe with you, I vibe with you, and I don't think there's a specific thing. I mean, obviously, you know, she can't, you know, she can be nuts, but I'm, you know what I'm saying, and she's cool, you know what I'm saying, and she's awesome, she's a nice person, and not trying to be, I don't like when, you know, I don't like insecurity by any means. And insecurity to me it's not just, oh, obviously insecure, it's also the person that overcompensates for being insecure, that has to wear a pound of makeup and has to make sure that her, you know, hair is always, you know what I'm saying, like, just be. I always think people just be. Don't do too much.
Yeah, and I'm saying that because, I mean, I like people to just be themselves too, to be 100, and I accept you.
All right.
So we're going to assume your perfect date would be at the U-Bar with the 20 piece lemon pepper wings. Is that about right?
Oh, yeah. U-Bar is perfect.
I know. It's like 20 minutes from my house. I love it. Have you been rode on the mechanical bull yet? I know this is a side question.
No, I have not ridden the mechanical bull. I figured that would have to be when the place is closed down, nobody's there, no cameras, and I just got to see how long I can stay on the bull, put it on the hardest level.
And you and the Ignite crew, and y'all go and give it a try.
Yeah, we on there. So it's Christmas time. What's your favorite Christmas song besides yours?
I mean, you gotta obviously go with the Donny Hathaway. Come on, this Christmas is awesome. But I mean,
that's Donny Hathaway. I love it, and I also love you. I love how you like a lot of old school artists. Like, I'm sorry.
No, you good? Go ahead. I was just saying I like Christmas. So I was doing all the time.
Oh yeah, I love it. Why don't you sing a little bit of it?
I'm racing in the studio. The chestnut roasting on an open fire.
There you have it.
That's on this session. But what I was saying, I love how old school you are. Like, I know you like a lot of artists such as James Brown and Donny Hathaway, old school, and that's very good because I feel like a lot of young people don't know enough about them, and these are really, really talented people, so it's good that you know people like that. It's great. And where do you see yourself 5 years from now?
Wherever God wants me to be 5 years from now. Hopefully still creating, and then, you know, doing music, that's my life. You know, acting, hopefully directing, you know, just growing, you know, hopefully doing something new that I've never done before. I want to turn over every stone, you know what I'm saying, in this life that I have, because I only got one. And I just want to kind of, you know, do everything.
All right. I understand. And one more question. I know that on American Crime, you were working with Andre 3000. Now, how was that? Because Andre 3000, I mean, he's really amazing. So how was it working with him?
it was kind of crazy. I still haven't fully processed it, but, you know, he's a genius, obviously, but just working with him was crazy. Just, like, I'm telling you, every time I saw him, I still wasn't wrapping my head around, like, yo, this is Andre. I was just like, yo, this is playing my dad. It was kind of crazy.
Yeah, I bet. I have to be such a legend. Well, thank you so much for being on the show with us today. We really appreciate it. We love your music, your message. So tell everyone your Twitter and Instagram and how they can keep in touch with you, what you're doing.
At Trevor Jackson 5, website is bishoptrevorjackson.com, and Twitter at Trevor Jackson 5. Hey, are you guys in Atlanta?
Yeah.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
You are?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay, I'm going to try some. Maybe you guys can come hear some of the new music or something these days. Try to leave.
We love that.
Hello?
Yeah, that'd be cool. I did hear you say you were coming here working on your new album, so that's great. We're excited to hear it.
For a couple of days, so I'm going to try and see if I'm up to y'all come through and get you hear some of the new stuff.
Okay. That would be nice. All right, so we just will stay in contact. But, thank you so much. And we're very excited for American Crime. We know you're going to do great acting skills. So thank you again, have a great night.
You too. All right, have a good one.
Bye. All right, Trevor Jackson, everybody. So talented. Yeah, you have to let these girls breathe for a minute. But so talented.
Yeah, he is
talented. Yeah, really, really love. If you have not seen his music video for Like I Do, you should really go and see that and listen to the song. The whole mixtape, In My Feelings, is amazing.
The whole mixtape.
Yeah.
Not he's
a great
artist. He really is.
Very great artist and actually a great actor. And I was thinking about this. You guys know it's a lot of singers who try to act and they can't act. And some try to dance, they can't dance. Some try to act, they can't sing. He can literally
he's
do
very
it all.
He's well-rounded. He can do a lot of things.
And he's young,
yeah.
What it's like in a couple of years for him.
Very, very triple threat. Staying alive is very rare nowadays, so.
And
maybe
he
is Trevor Jackson. Well, you know, everybody, as he said, one of the favorite Christmas songs has got to be Donny Hathaway, but I'm going to play for you guys. This is probably my favorite Christmas song, y'all. I literally listen to it. I listen to this song in July, even though it's about snow. I listen to it in July and May. I really love this song. So here is, like, one of my all-time favorite Christmas songs. Here's Let It Snow by Boyz II Men.
Let it snow. Holler my gosh. Y'all cannot deny that is like one of the best Christmas songs of all time. It's in the top of my list, probably. But
it is.
That song's so beautiful.
Yeah.
The song is so beautiful. The harmonies are tight. Nobody does it like Boyz II Men, people. Nobody. But anyway, Vanessa, what's going on in this crazy world? Vanessa, what's going on in this crazy world? Well, I'll tell y'all what's going on in this crazy world. ISIS has lost their mind. And I wanted to get back on this because, you know, they're really, really just, yeah, they've been lost their mind, but this is really taking the shape. I really don't understand how someone can be so heartless and, you know, kill innocent children, you know what I mean? How can you do that to anybody? But, yeah, anyway. So many birthdays this December, and for those of you wondering how Taylor Swift partied, she partied at a Christmas theme birthday party. So that's great. You know what? This is a side question. I always wonder what it would be like to have your birthday on Christmas. When I was little, I used to think you get double presents, but now I'm like, that's like a two for one. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Kind of, sort of. It depends on when your birthday is.
If it's on Christmas Day, because I know some people whose birthday are on Christmas and some people birthday on Christmas Eve.
No,
because
some people don't get birthday and Christmas. It's like all in one.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Is it two for one or one for two? I don't even know. One for two. Yeah, that's what it is. Right?
Yeah, one gift for two things.
One for two, yeah. That's about right.
Yeah.
And more details on this Tupac movie. Y'all know they're shooting it here in Atlanta. Talked about it yesterday. And, you know, some of the people that they have for this film look pretty much like Tupac. Look pretty much. And, but it's a lot of controversy that I didn't even know about it. I'm sure you all know John Singleton from Boys in the Hood, Poetic Justice, Tupac Shakur, directed all those films, and those films are amazing. He was the original director for this film, but back in April, he just got out of the film. And he made a long comment on Instagram saying why. And this is what he said, and I quote, "Real talk. The reason I am not making this picture is because the people involved aren't respectful of the legacy of Tupac Amar Shakur." And he kept going, saying that the people involved in the film didn't know anything about black people in the culture. You know, they're suing, the people involved in the film are suing Tupac's mother for the rights to the story. And I'm thinking, how low down can you be for that? They're suing her to get rights to the story.
What? You're right. If anything, she
it just shows you how heartless
her child.
Yeah. It just shows you how heartless some people are.
You're right. They don't have a right to somebody for her child, the person who she gave birth to, carried for 9 months. You don't have the right to do that.
I don't know.
People are just crazy.
Yeah, when I heard that, I was like, what? And he also said that the people... He also said the people involved in this film, they have no true love for Tupac, so the movie will not be made with true love. Which is probably
they
true.
Have a,
I think
they wouldn't be suing his mom.
I feel like, yeah. I feel like this is slowly becoming like the Aaliyah Lifetime biopic in its own way. But there's still good news. He says to Tupac's real fans, just know, he said, I am still planning a movie on Tupac. It doesn't matter what they do, mine will be better. And I'm sure he means that.
That's kind of like how they did the Aaliyah story. And it was just like, what is this?
Everybody was mad about it.
That's what I was. They didn't have the rights to anything, the rights to the music. And actually, with John Singleton had the mother's blessing. So I'm guessing now, since all this stuff, it's like, no, we don't want y'all folks doing this movie for somebody y'all don't care about. Because I think that's what the Aaliyah movie was about. How can you do a family without? How can you do a film about her without the family being involved? So it's more like, because they know a lot of people will watch it, they'll make money, and I think that's exactly what it is with this Tupac one.
I don't know. People are crazy.
They are crazy. So yeah, they're filming in Atlanta. They're looking for extras. They're looking for men for upcoming prison scenes. So if you didn't get the casting call last time, the email is TupacMovieExtras@gmail.com with the subject line prisoner.
Are they looking for
you include
light angels?
I mean, I'm sure they need a little thug girls like you. Give me the bandana and some cornrows. You could
You're
be a
right.
female. I'm sure you could be a female inmate because, you know, you
Whatever
look like it. Why don't you just say, I would love for you to just send it in and see what they say. Because when I was always looking for casting calls, even if I didn't fit the description, I send it in anyway. They said, oh, we kind of like her, want to use her for something else. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So try to get your shine on, girl. But yeah, the email is TupacMovieExtras@gmail.com. The subject line is prisoners. Make sure you include a current head in a full body shot with the following information: your name, your age, your phone number, your location, your height, your weight, and your clothing and shoe size. If you have any tattoos, list them and take pictures, but they don't want any face or neck tattoos. And this film is in the hands of Morgan Creek Productions, Betty Mae Casting, and Carl Franklin is the director, but I wouldn't have anything to do with this because, like I said, it's like the Aaliyah movie number two. So, but if you still want your shot, do it. Yeah. Thank you guys so much for tuning in for day five of an Ignite a Night Christmas. It's really been Ignite. Remember, on next Thursday, we will have Hip Hop Rap Station. TK and Cash will be with us, and it is going to be lit, so you do not want to miss it. So have a good night, everybody. Thank you for listening. Good night.
Thanks for listening. Good night.
Keep your head up just like I do. I do.
If you with me, say yeah, yeah.
Keep on grinding just like I do.
Like
I do.
You can
if
do
you
it
in
too
the club
you
with your day
too
ones, celebrating all that
you
work.
But it is now unto him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we can ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us.
Well, I'm done, yeah. I'll have to show you how to put it. आपको इस हफ्ते ज़्यादा लेटर नहीं मिलेगा क्योंकि हमारे एग्जाम्स हैं.